Very fucking unprofessional.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Numbers. Link right now cause I'm bad with numbers. Ducked off, I done had tragic summers. I'm a baby boy, ask Jody Summers. I'm afraid of toys cause these babies gunners. Try to start with these cameras flutter. These grams popping up, look a cutter. Our life is steak with the garlic butter. I love the hood, bitch, we all the gutter. Last bitch, probably my greatest fail. Had the greatest brain, probably greatest tail. Now I reminisce, probably my greatest tale. Shit last week, probably my greatest flail. I'm steady rising, they bread is stale. Waiter, please bring mine with the extra kale. Ain't the smartest nigga, but the pen is yale. Even hardest niggas can't rebuke a shell. Join the team, I got a hoop of dreams. Hustler, baby, I got wings and things. Only feature missing is a triple beam. Speaking my mind, I be Eric Steen. Eric Grievous, I missed the theme. Wearing Dub merch about sipping lean. Will I stop yet? It's a mystery. Selfish nigga, I'm Mr. Me. Cause when I help, they hide it. Black history. I got class, nigga, I got juice for sale. I don't want the game if they use a pill. I be clinging to a dream, tooth and nail. Fuck you thought, bitch, I done got used to L's. I'ma fold under pressure like suit lapels. Mixtape bout nothing like a younger well. Nigga start.
Shit, fire, Q. This is, without a shadow of a doubt, the Talk of the Town, what your town's talking about. Unprofessional as fuck with your host, Ruck, and this is episode 235. Yeah. What's up with you, Q? You out there?
Oh, shit. It just stopped so abruptly. I thought it stopped working.
Nah. We live, man. We live.
Yo.
So first and foremost, man, this is Q, this is Quincy, this is Infinity Posse, back in the motherfucking building, fam. I can't be more excited, real shit. I was talking to the wifey last night. Sorry. I was like, I got a guest coming through for the pod tomorrow. She was like, oh, what time is your friend showing up? I'm like, my partner's in Arkansas, you feel me? This is the fucking family, man. Like,
for the web.
You feel me? It's the truth, though, man. First and foremost, welcome back, bro. Like, I mean, just dumbass fucking proud of y'all and everything that I've been seeing from the outside looking in. I feel like, I mean, just me, if I'm overstepping, let me know. But from the person who I met, you know, in the way that we met outside, you know what I mean, chilling in front of the crib, to eventually doing the show with y'all and having y'all young gentlemen come through and just bless us to mm-hmm. where, you know, where you were from that moment to where I see you now, at least, you know, just in the presence that I get via like social media and just the output of your work and everything, bro. I feel like, you know, this is a whole new Q in the greatest of ways, man. So welcome back, fam.
Appreciate you. Hey. Bro, when we met and then we did that podcast, I gotta say, bro, I was cold as fuck. That played it to that big. I don't know why I was trying to act like I wasn't cold, bro, but I was so cold. It was hard to talk. I was a little nervous, though.
Oh, you mean you mean temperature-wise in the garage?
Yeah, because we were out there knocking doors and stuff, yeah. You know, on our salesman grind. Yeah. And it was cold. Like, it had just got cold and started raining on us. And we was like, you know, we're going to persevere and work.
But I mean that determination, man, like, I didn't even know. I got this little heater, but I guess I'd be a little bit too selfish with it, right? Like, it's right behind me, so I turn that bitch on. I'd be feeling like, you know, the Popeye's chicken just getting extra crispy, and I guess everybody else can't feel that shit, but I didn't know, you feel me? Like, to me, I just felt like, you know, Eli, shout out to the brother Eli, man.
Yeah, shout out to him.
You could tell, you know, the fam trashy, bro, like, he's like animated as fuck in a great way, you know what I mean? Like, the confidence, like,
this yeah, guy, he bring a lot of live, great energy, a lot of light.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean? If he having a bad day, I'm sure, you know, it's gonna be a demonstrative one, I could guess, you know, assume, but if his energy level's at all-time high, like, you would be a fool to be having a bad day around him, so it's a great quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, each and every one of y'all had a different quality and characteristics to yourselves, but the morals. And just the main characteristics of what, you know, a person should be, like, I was blown away, you know what I mean? And that's just a testament to whoever, you know, laid down the groundwork for y'all. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I could sit here and give y'all your flowers all day. Deservingly so, you feel me? But, I mean, just again, you know, like, I felt like you were a little less vocal back then, whether it was because you was fucking freezing or not. It was the same thing when the sun was shining outside on our first, you know, encounter. And I feel like, you know, when we were sitting here, I seen a lot of how I was, not only when I was mm-hmm. younger, but like even while y'all were sitting across from me, like the podcast, yeah, you might be vocal and like you might be like talking to whoever is willing to listen, putting everything out there on the table. But as far as like with my art and my music, when I was younger, even till most recent, I was always like, you know, kind of getting in my own way. And when I seen those like same, like, I don't know, signals in you, I was like, nah, bro. Like, I remember telling you like directly, like, you got to like not let any of those things get in the way. And I kept, you know, I'm not narcissistic enough to take the motherfucking credit for that, but I'm just so happy that while I'm over here chilling and just see like the maturation process of just you becoming, you know, from the humble young man to a humble monster out here. It's been dope, bro. So, I mean, what was that change? What switch flipped, if there's anything that you could even pinpoint?
I don't really, give me a moment. I will say though, you know, people telling me, like how you told me that does definitely help. Especially like just saying it in the first place. So like, I don't know, just putting it out there in the air, it I don't know, like creates that chain. So you can like, I don't know, it's different from thinking it and then like saying it, which leads to my next point. It's like, one of my biggest points is, I don't know, it's kind of like dumb. Like the whole idea of it really is like, if you tell somebody this is what you do and then like, the reason that nobody's seeing it is because you don't know how people gonna feel about it. I don't know. It's kind of the idea of it is, it's not dumb. I'm kind of undercooking what I'm trying to say, but
no, I feel you, fam. And I could try to finish your sentence, and if I'm wrong, you know, let me know. But I know I'm the same way. Like I'll be across some people, and I've been, you know, writing as far as whatever it may be, began as poetry, turned into once, you know, I fucking fell in love with hip hop and started directing it that way. It obviously turned into lyrics and then it turned into songs, and it would be all good to go make something with your homie, like in the cut. But as far as like, you know, ever putting it out to the masses, like on, you know, distributing shit, it wouldn't really go that route for the same kind of reasons. Right. And even like, I don't know, I'm confident in knowing that what I do, like fucking, I'm really fucking, gifted in certain ways. Right. And so when I was giving you that advice, it was just a fucking like a aha moment for me too, to be like, bro, how you gonna have answers for somebody else who's dealing with the same shit as you but not be living that? You feel me? So and if you look at it, there's so many people who are putting out music that we could, so you know, might not be our cup of tea, but they still put it out. So I mean, who's to say that we even have the right to call something whack or say something sound bad or whatever, right? Like the courage behind
you. Right, people have fun doing them, and like that's just a part of it.
That's where the best music comes from, bro. And that's why I always like, I looked at y'all as a whole, the Infinity Posse, and I was like, bro, look at all these, like y'all said, right, a hive of creative minds, right? Like everybody is a whole different, you know, part, a whole different ingredient to this dope ass recipe, where it's like y'all move as a unit so fucking like solidified just based off, you know, everybody putting in what they got, everybody bringing their tools to the tool bag, then there's not a job y'all can't complete. Like I had no idea that Daylan was gonna come through and be behind the scenes, you know, video, movie, like, you know, that on that hype. I hadn't met him on the first encounter, then he came through and I was like, bruh, like most,
oh yeah,
you feel me? Like most people would be like, oh, they bringing somebody I didn't meet, you know what I mean? Like have these like different type of worries or whatever, right? To me, it was just like, nah, you feel me? If I'm wrong.
Yeah, but he was a homie. Like he's.
No, my bad. Go ahead. Say, I can't.
No, I was saying, I just meant like, yeah, like you got the, he was like one of us and you fuck with us. So.
No, no doubt. That's what I'm saying. Like y'all could have invited fucking four people over and I would have taken the chance on it just based off of who I met. You feel me? Like, I feel like I have enough equity and just person experience and judgment of character that when he came through, he exuded all the same things that y'all did. you feel me, to the same level. And it's just like, for one thing, I mean, enough about all that. The way that I say that y'all move so solid and as a unit, I haven't even, you know, brought this to the table yet, but you know how people get their little Spotify year-end wrap-ups and shit?
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen to Spotify for my music. So when I get a wrap-up, it's based around the podcast. And the constant highlight of the 2023 wrap-up was that Infinity Posse episode, man. They were saying not only was it the most streamed, the most shared, the most downloaded, the most impressions, like, y'all came and really brought a whole nother, like, fan base. Y'all opened up a whole nother, you know, faucet and just brought a whole nother, you know, state that I may have never reached if I didn't, you know, share that moment with y'all, have that time with y'all, and then y'all go back and have that fan base and just that the fucking family that y'all got. And,
wow.
No, it was dope, bro. Like, and not only that, I mean, yeah, the numbers are the numbers, right? But 2023 was was a huge ass year for the podcast, real shit. It was
let's go.
It was when the guests, you know what I mean? Just like, we had so many guests that year, and doing the 200th episode and just looking back at all that and doing a recap of it, y'all called in again, you know what I mean? Always willing to just reach out and be a part and help the fucking the growth. Another thing that can't be glossed over, when there was a cast shakeup and y'all caught wind of it, literally y'all both, like, y'all reached out, like, if there's anything we could do. Like, that's some shit that I know that may have been 1 or 2 minutes out of y'all day, but it really means, like, the world to a motherfucker who's trying to hold shit together. And
I'm sorry, what you said, the what shakeup?
The cast, like, you know, when it went from the show that y'all were a guest on to what, you know, what it is today, I'll just leave it at that, right? The fact that y'all reached out, like, the support that I get from y'all, I try to do my best to reciprocate, and it's not even because y'all show me that love. It's just natural. You feel me? Like, shout out to the new Patreon subscribers, the brother Rolly, man, bruh. Told the wifey last night, I was like, another one, you feel me? She was like, oh, who is it? Thinking that she was gonna know the name off top. And I'm like, nah, man. I'm like, I ain't even had the pleasure of speaking to bruh in convo on the phone. Like, we exchange IG messages and shit, talking sports, talking music, whatever, but y'all really don't know. You feel me? Like the energy and the battery recharge that y'all give from all the way over there, you know what I mean, with the choice encounter that we had to where we are today, you reaching out again, saying, hey, man, I want to be a part of the show. Like, I'm fucking honored, bro, and blessed to have you here, bro. So, I mean, let's
yeah, bro. It just makes sense to, like, this be a good opportunity to even talk to you, you know?
Hey, man.
I thought it'd be cool to just be able to talk to you.
Hey, man, anytime, though, you feel me? Whether it's recorded or not, like, tap in. If you ever want to run an idea by me, show me something that you're working on, and vice versa. You feel me? Like, I respect y'all ears and just know that y'all are true artists. You know what I mean? Not trying to chase a sound. Trailblazers rather than followers in a generation where that's very fucking rare. So, I mean, kudos to y'all.
I appreciate it.
I need the update from you, though, right? Like, I could only see so much from over here in the social media world. I know that there's been a fucking plethora of shows. When y'all were here last, I was, like, talking about y'all ever been to concerts, and like, it was, like I said, the confidence of Eli, he was like, man, I ain't never really, you know, gone to a show, but he's like, the first show is going to be my show, our show, right? And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm looking at young bruh, and I'm like, that's a dope-ass answer, but for y'all to go back home, and within a matter of fucking months, it became, you know, came to fruition, and it's all talking about we doing everything. We selling tickets. We got the venue. We fucking, I see all the messages when they go at everyone on Discord. It'd be like, yo, meeting at 5. If y'all motherfuckers ain't here, you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh shit. I'd be like, man. I'd be like, is my presence needed? You feel me? They gonna knock me off the Discord. I'm like, bro, I got work till 7. You feel me? What the fuck? But real shit, man. Like, y'all been doing this. So give me the update, man. What's going on with the posse as a whole, man? What y'all been up to?
As a whole, I don't know, right now I'm just trying to save some money, trying to get some space, so we can, like, all record. There's a couple of us, you know, it's, you know, there's a few of us in like the DMV.
Yeah.
And then like did I say the DMV? It's just Maryland. Is that part of the DMV?
Yeah, yeah. That's them.
Okay. Oh.
That's DC, Maryland, and Virginia, right?
I don't know, bro. I just knew it was like DC or something.
Yeah. No, that's all that.
Yeah, for sure. But anyways, so yeah, like right now we're just doing the same thing, just trying to collaborate, but kind of like right now looking to like have a space that we can go to. We can go to a studio, but we, you know, trying to have our own space.
Yeah.
And IP Tays 1.5 that dropped. And I guess just working on more music. It hasn't been like, it's been kind of slow right now. I kind of been, me personally, I've been kind of like doing a lot of different things, kind of like for like me and the other Eli, Almighty Eli. Me and him been collaborating since like last year. I'm doing a lot of like trying to figure out like graphics and like covers.
That's dope.
And I used to edit videos when I was younger, and I'm doing that now, because it's kind of hard to find somebody to shoot a video. It can be pricey too, and I kind of know my way around it. So yeah, we shot a music video to one of our songs. Yeah, I've been really collaborating like real close with Eli, actually.
That's what's up though, you know what I mean? Like me personally, like I know that if you don't put the focal towards one thing at a time, like it could be a whole fucking big old mess of confusion. Like I'm looking at a whiteboard in front of me right now that got podcast shit on the left, music shit on the right. Just started with another idea of a show with the homie, my brother Ron J. We just cut the beta version of Uncomfortable Conversations, basically like a whole nother idea.
I listened to a bit of it.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. Like, don't hold that against us. That was the beta version. That was after we fucking couldn't even concentrate on making the beat. So then, you know, like three bottles of Douce later, we was over here just fucking. It was an uncomfortable listen, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Don't blame us, man.
Yeah. I was like, these niggas drunk.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't hold it against y'all. I feel like it was, I don't know. I feel like I knew better. I was like, yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I had a little bit.
I was cutting you off because I was trying to defend us and shit. Like, man, no, we sounded like we was off all the hallucinogenics, bro. We wasn't, though. It was just straight Douce and fucking and just no business recording shit. You know what I mean? But
nah, yeah, I know. It was a beta. Y'all was just yapping.
It was a misstep. You know what I mean? But the backstory on that is me and Bruh had lost communication for a good portion of time. But that's a person like where it's never going to go all the way left. You know what I mean? It was just a matter of time.
Right.
So that was the convos that we did way better off mic when it was just one bottle in. But as you know, I should have a sponsorship by GoPuff, bro. They deliver drinks direct to the house. You know what I mean?
Right.
And just like earlier, I was like, bro, I'm professional as fuck. Give me a couple minutes. I got delivery around the corner. Like, you know what I mean? That's what it was. So I know my wife. My wife going to listen to this like, motherfucker. You feel me? Don't worry about it, babe. It's going to be all right. Anyway, I seen y'all did some shows, though, man. Not just one, not just two. Y'all did a few. I know, like, one of them, y'all were selling tickets. I fucking copped a couple and just said, hand them out to motherfuckers out there. Like, I was just trying to, you know, do my part to support the squad. What's the process for y'all to get that shit off the ground? Like, do you guys have an in with somebody at one of those venues? Is it a point to where y'all have to like set something up contractually, or is it more so like a handshake and a vibe type thing?
Okay. So a few of them shows, a few shows were done at, what is it called? It's an open mic club. Okay. It's downtown Little Rock. It's hosted by, bro, I am so bad because I'm trying to think all these like names and stuff I can't even think of right now.
No, when it comes to you, write that shit down, because this is just one of many shows. I'm going to bother you again. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, but this one guy, he hosts a lot of like open mics, basically. Like it's called a underground. It's the North. It's like Little Rock underground music show, something like that. We done a couple of those. He basically lets you sell some tickets. I mean, like he gets the cut or whatever. Sell some tickets and people come see you, and you know that builds the crowd or whatever. Did a couple of those. They just did a. I was with my sister. My nephew just turned 2.
Congratulations.
And we went to Texas, but they did a show at this restaurant called Vino's. It was like a I think it was like a donation charity show, something like that.
Okay.
They did one of those. I don't know if you've seen that. I think they did post about it though.
No, I've seen everything that gets posted. I know, you know, somebody's always recording something, and ever since y'all were on the show, I ended up, you know, anytime somebody liked the post, if I didn't go to follow them, they already, you know, went to follow the pod page. So I stay in tune with a lot of different people on y'all squad. You know, and really became a fan of a lot of people, bro. Like real shit.
Sure.
Like y'all as a whole, the people I had the pleasure of meeting in person, Broly, you know what I mean? When I went to go do the research on, Eli's first album, right? The Peachy, I think, well, not, maybe not the first, but the Peachy joint that project, I was listening to him and Broly, and those motherfuckers, I know I'm a little bit older, but I likened it to like a Jadakiss and Styles P, the way that they just flow together. So
yeah, that chemistry on that was sick. It was tight.
And that's not something easy to do, you know what I mean? Like, you really got to be, you know, in tune and really fuck with each other. So when I heard that, and then I knew that was Rolly, and then Russ started following, and I just tap in with him. Like, I'm a fan of all y'all, man. Fucking shout out Blue Romance, bro. I checked some of her SoundCloud shit out and was really, like, listening to one of them joints. What's it called? Fuck. It's Not What It Seems. I think it was one of the joints.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Blue Romance, I don't know who else you're going to say, but a couple of people, they were removed. Like, they aren't. Like, they've been, like, inactive, like, just it completely, like, music.
My fault.
Yeah, all that.
Okay. Well, then.
So, we were kind of just.
Yeah.
They just weren't even. They didn't even reply. You know, like, they didn't even respond to being removed. So, it was like that.
Hey, say less. You feel me? I'm dealing with the same over here, obviously. You can see it. But you know what I mean? Nonetheless, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, just everybody as a whole, y'all had a bunch of shit going, and I've always been kind of just looking from the outside looking in. But I mean, I know you said you've been working with Eli Almighty, so I know that y'all got something that's getting cooked up at the property.
Almighty Eli.
Sorry, you feel me?
Fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Dyslexic.
Hey, you good?
You know what I mean? Nah, I'm 38. You know what I mean? Give me some leeway. So that project, is that something that, you know, y'all putting together, what, like an EP, or y'all just cooking right now and just see what happens, or what's the plan, if any, on that?
Yeah, it's a EP.
Okay.
We got a few songs that we've been able to record. It's been kind of tough getting together and being able to record, but we've been recording some songs now. Yeah. But the songs that we have, that's like almost ready. We got a few songs ready. Man. Almost.
Anything, what I've learned, fam, is like there really ain't no timeline on shit. Like if you try to put a span of time on the creative process, you're just going to end up defeating the whole creative process. So, you know what I mean, however long it take or however fast it come, I feel like, you know, it's already that's just shit that's been set in stone. We just kind of
just got to get the mixing. It's like one song or two that just needs mixing. That's all.
Do you do that personally, or is there somebody on the camp that does the mixing and mastering engineer work?
Nah, we need somebody that wants to dedicate their time to do that. I be doing I usually try to do everything on my own though, because I probably shouldn't do it. Focus on so many things. I gotta stop rambling. Oh, anyways. But yeah, I do mix on my own.
Well, check this cheat code, bro. Like, cause I have to do slight editing and shit process on the pods. That shit become tedious. I mean, like, if you could imagine a 2-3 minute, 5 minute song, how much time that takes? Imagine like an hour and a half, 2.5 hour fucking podcast. Like, that shit gets to the point to where sometimes I'm like, man, there ain't even nothing so bad that I'm gonna be mad at it and just don't edit. But when it came to the songs I've been doing recently, I just go through on. I'm using Logic. So I'll go to Logic, and the shit that I could tell, you know what I mean, is just some background noise. I'll cut all that out myself and then, you know, just put, you know, clean it up that way. And then I've been using this shit on online. I Googled like AI mastering, and I ended up going, I went through like a few of them in BandLab. This ain't an ad, you know what I mean? But it could be. These motherfuckers want to cut a check. But I've been going to BandLab, and I put that shit in, and I send it in as whatever. Like, when I get it kicked out and bounce, it turns into an MP3. But when I put it in there, they kick me back out a wave. And as a free version, you can pick through like four different presets, and it will kind of give you like different sounds. And I've been using that, and this shit sound cool. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't a... Like, some things have been night and day. Some things, it doesn't sound too far off the original, but there's, like, a paid version where I'm sure you could get more intricate with it, but I've just been using that as a slight little cheat code if you ever want to go to that website. Like, I'll text you.
What's it called again?
BandLab.
Oh, yeah, you can just text me.
Yeah, I'm going to text you. That way you could just hit the link and shit. But, yeah, it's just been a cool little cheat code. You know what I mean? It may not be the solution to the issue, but something that you could lean on and just try out. You know what I mean? See what you think.
All right.
And then, what's up, man? You ever thought about laying down vocals on one of your beats?
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'm just, I'm just waiting. I don't really want to. I don't know.
I feel like that's the first time I really want to do it. That's the first time you lied to me, Q. You know what I mean? I can hear it. You know what I mean? You came in with that J. Cole energy right there. You know what I mean? You came in on that mic retreat later. You know what I mean? I'm fucking with you.
Just came out on the stage.
That's a perfect segue, though, man. I want to get your thoughts on it, man. I mean, I'm interested on not only a perspective of somebody who's a little bit younger, but also like somebody who I know is an artist in their own right. You know what I mean? You're surrounded by people who create as well. So y'all know how, you know, it's a different kind of insight when you're an artist versus casual just fan or listener. I need your thoughts, man.
Let me pull up the checklist, bro. I want to talk about it just a little bit.
Let's go.
I just want to skim through it.
You heard the pod, right? So, I was listening to the one I did on I did the same shit, so do your thing, man.
Yeah I heard it. So look I think I fuck with Pricey, but I don't like, I'm just kind of confused on how some people letting him slide for that Rick and Morty line. I wasn't fucking with it. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, ooh, that's hard. But it was like that fucking put an M on your head line. Like,
yeah.
It's like a J. Cole bar. But like one of those J. Cole bars. J. Cole got some hard bars.
Like a hot dog ketchup or some shit. Like something like that, right? I can't remember how he did it.
So, yeah.
You feel me? Like, everyone.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, bro. Like, he good and shit, but like every once in a while, he just throws some shit in there where we're like, oh, we'll let you slide. Exactly like you said.
Yeah, this nigga. Let me see. And then Crocodile Tears, that was that leak. And like, honestly, it's cool. But like, it didn't have like that energy for me, really. And then the shots that he was taking, they all were weak. And like, I wasn't surprised by the apology. Like, they were all weak. Like, I'm the one the niggas fear on the low ski. Right. Bro, Kendrick. Who are you talking about? It can't be Kendrick.
But then they were saying,
Kendrick said, yo, because you literally just threw the rock and hid your hand. So,
you feel me? But not to cut you off, he said, fuck 112, you couldn't do numbers, right? So
I didn't understand that one. Yeah, break that one down.
They were likening that to what, I would do. Forgive me if I'm wrong, don't quote me, but I think that last Mr. Morales album did something along those lines, like in that wheelhouse of numbers first week, whatever. I don't even really think that's the barometer shit should be judged on. But I was surprised. I know that, like me personally, like I said in the other pod, it don't have the replay value of a lot of Kendrick shit. Well, the first time that I listened to it, I was like, I don't know what he's doing here. But over like the span of a few days, it grew on me. And then there were certain songs on there where I was like, oh, this motherfucker like a whole different type of artist. Like, this is like theatrical. Like, this shit could be a play. You know what I mean?
Because
as he's rapping, I'm seeing like visuals. So that was one thing to me. But I mean, to me, I like the Crocodile Tears, to be honest with you. Like, the snippet, once it cut off at that snippet point on the vlog or whatever, right? And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, it was setting the tone, because he's been doing that for a minute. He's been, you know, not the two, not the three, not the three, not the two, I'm the UNO. Like, he's been stepping out.
So yeah, I'm going to have to backtrack a bit. I like the song. Like, in a subjective sense. I'm kind of like thinking like objectively a little bit.
I feel you, bro. I liked it, but as soon as he did what he did, it lost all of his strength. But keep going, my fault.
Yeah, that part. So Ready 24, yo, that beat was hard as fuck when it first came on.
Bro, do you know the original? You know Dipset?
I know the name, but I don't know. Like Jim Jones was in that, right?
Yeah, Jim Jones, Joel Santana, and Cameron. These motherfuckers, they were not the most lyrical. Like, they weren't the most lyrical rappers, but they had this different type of swag. You feel me? Like, they kind of took over shit for a minute. So, they were, like, a whole different feel. And I was a fan. And when I heard that sample, and then, you know, Cameron, who...
That was a Dipset song?
Yeah, yeah. And Cameron was pretty much the, quote-unquote, leader of that group. So, when I heard his vocals and the energy... I know you heard how many times I played that shit in the last pod. I was like, ooh, I was waiting. And then it was such a disappointment.
Yo... That the fact that that's okay, so I get what they did. I get what J. Cole did. So he brought him back, and then so the song is called Ready, like 2024.
Yep.
Right. Was the original song called Ready?
The original song was called I'm Ready.
Okay. So he did exactly what I thought he did. Yep. Cameron got in a booth and was rapping like he still got it. Like he, I swear, I can just imagine him getting out the booth like yeah, like feeling like he still got it. Like that's how he, I mean, that's just how he rapped to me. It wasn't, it was straight, but I don't know. It wasn't the energy died down once it got to his verse.
Yeah.
For my, you know, taste.
I accept that. You know what I mean? He kind of fell off as far as bars is concerned, in my opinion, for a minute now. He used to rap really, really cool, and then he got into this vibe where it was way more so like just cocky and arrogance, and I like it in certain doses. There's certain projects, like if you ever... want to see like
sometimes like I'll see him freestyling on his show and it'd be fire.
They'd be cool.
Like sometimes he just miss.
Yeah, I'm saying like his best work in my humble opinion is the original Purple Haze. Like that shit was Purple like Haze. 20 fucking plus tracks and every one of them motherfuckers hit in my opinion, right? Like but now it's just different. Like it ran its course and nothing's really evolved, but I could 100% understand that that take from you, but yeah, keep going through that shit. What was the next joint?
Yeah, I'm listening to that Purple Haze at work or something.
Yeah, yeah, check it out.
Hutton Wabbits.
Yeah, I don't even want to say it. I can't even say it.
Yeah. it's like, okay, so these, so far, I feel the same thing about like the first four songs. When I first heard the songs, I was like really enjoying them.
Uh-huh.
Even this one. But he really didn't like deliver. The beat was carrying and I mean maybe it's just because they like been linked together so long, but the beat really is like it was like giving me like cartoon and cereal vibes
because he's been chilling with Drake for too fucking long, bro.
You know, I'm talking about the Kendrick song though, but yeah, I he did sound like Drake on it like too as well, but the beat sounded like it, you know what I'm saying? Like the beat was like it sounded like Kendrick's cartoons and cereal, like
yeah. I get you.
So I don't know. The beat, I like the beat. But fuck running in place. I don't know. I don't like when J. Cole rap like that.
He rapping like he's like just talking to somebody. Yeah, you know what I mean, like he was talking to somebody he was trying to get off the phone with. You know what I mean, like.
Yeah,
energy was like, you know what I mean, when somebody been talking for like 5 minutes, you're like, that's crazy. You know what I mean, like that was the vibe. I was
yeah, doing. That was.
You know what I mean, like four last crazies later, it's like, bro, you don't get the vibe. You know what I mean, like I gotta go, like fuck. But go ahead, my phone.
Haja bitch, yeah, that's a skip for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that from J. Cole, bro. I don't really know like too much about Vibes, but and then Central C sounds Central C. I don't listen to him, but I know what Central C sound like. You know, yeah. I don't feel like I gotta listen to him. And then like, bro, it's just not a. That was another, quote unquote Drake song, but it might not just be a Drake song like Haja bitch, but It just wasn't. It's not J. Cole. So
yeah, let me get my little perspective one time, bro. Like if this is why I look at it. If Cole would have did the chorus, if Cole would have been like, you know what I mean, doing that. What did he say? Pull your bitch in my slides, whatever. You know what I mean, if he would have sang that shit, I would have been like, oh no, skip. But every time, like Boss, I fuck with Boss, right? I think he's kind of underrated. Some people, some people will say arguably like one of the more talented people on Dreamville, aside from Cole. I fuck with JID. I fuck with Earth Gang. I kind of fuck with everybody. But every time Boss and Cole get together, the songs kind of have that vibe. So it wasn't, it wasn't like too left for me, but like I liked it because I took it as it was the first time where it didn't seem like bruh's trying to send some shots without the energy of somebody who's sending shots. It was just a chill song. So it finally sounded like it was just a regular project rather than like everything having these little innuendos. And I like the Central C verse. Like I'd be listening to select artists like that, like Central C, Giggs. There's a few who I'll listen to like that. And they care about rap over there. The accent might throw motherfuckers off, but every one of them who rap be rapping with purpose. So I gave that one a pass and fucked with it, but I can hear your opinion though.
I mean, yeah, he be running every song, but it's like, it's like the baby with a,
I feel with you one flow and shit.
Nah, I can't really judge him too much. That was probably like the I'm capping a lot. That was my first time like really hearing him on a song. It's just like every time I hear him, he already sounds like that.
But you know what the knock was for me is that Central C was just doing collabs with Drake. So it seems like another Drake handoff. You know what I mean? Another Drake layup. So I'm like, man, this is too much Aubrey for me, but my fault. Go ahead.
Right. Fever. I don't, when that song comes on, when Fever comes on, okay, and then Sticks and Stones, that's my favorite song right there. I think that was like, after Ready 24 and then just skipped to Sticks and Stones, like he wouldn't even have to apologize for that diss. Like I think maybe he would have even been able to slide if it was just straight hungry bars and stuff. Like you can't deny like when Sticks and Stones came out, it was like back to the regular scheduled program.
Nah, bro.
Cause then Pi came on, and then like Stealth Mode. I even fuck with Stealth Mode. And then 3001. I heard you say that was your favorite, and I was like, cause I don't even know if I don't know if I really like that one like that. I think that was probably like top. I don't know. Maybe that I didn't like it too much. Probably like top four least favorite or something like that.
See, to me, the only reason why I had like I was drawn to that song a little bit is because the whole vibe of the album was kind of on some other shit. Like Pricey started off, and then you know what Gucci and Young Dro are talking about when they're talking about Pricey. It's on some Icy, it's on some shit like that. And there was so many songs where it just seemed Drake-ish for me that when he got to like all of them, like as a collective, there was a good handful to me where it was like Drake flow, Drake vibe, Drake ideas. And then when it got to that song, when he was like, fuck, I need with 12 cars, I can't drive more than one. Like it started sounding more like the Cole who walks around with no security, no jewelry, no flashy shit. You know what I mean? Looking like somebody that's, you know, the fit check motherfuckers would try to clown, not knowing, bro, a millionaire. Like I kind of like that vibe. Plus the beat to me, like I've been dibbling and dabbling on like some production shit lately. So it's kind of been, it's the first time in my life where I'm listening to songs on production hype equal, if not more so than bars. And that's a complete left turn for me. Like I've always been substance. I don't care if you rapping over fucking the Ice Cream Man, not like with no bass behind it, just a regular Ice Cream Man shit in the back. Like if you saying something, I'm going to decipher that. But recently I've been kind of like on production vibes, the flow, the delivery, like
the entire product.
Yeah. And so when 3001 came on, I was like, oh, this should have been the beat on part of the diss track. I fuck with the conductor beat. I'm jumping ahead, but you know what I mean? Like it, to me, I just liked it because it stuck out to me for whatever. Like it was like when Cole would try to get hard before all this fucking extra pressure he's been having on him, just the regular shit. Like, like in 2014, Four Sales Drive, I can't remember what it was called. It was like track five. It was one where he's like Eminem, whatever, got on everybody. It was like a nice watch, run it. You know what I mean? That song, like, it was that type of vibe where he delivers shit in like a
Teller Two Cities.
Yeah, there you go. Teller Two Cities. Thank you. Where he delivers shit with intent and kind of got like an attitude behind it. Oh, my son. Shit, hold on. Somebody calling. But fuck, he might be locked out. Give me a second. But, it was like intent, delivery, and fucking, and it was dope. Give me one second, bro. I'm going to let my son in the crib.
Yeah, all right.
My bad.
very fucking unprofessional.
I'll be right back. All right, my fault. You there?
Yo. All
right, my bad. Dad life, man. You know what I mean? I might not edit that out. Motherfuckers got to know what real life over here is about. You know what I mean? I'm professional as fuck. Anyway, where was we at? So enough about me and the Tale of Two Cities. I think
3001.
Okay.
Cool. The super glue. I was trying to think of the bar. It's a super glue. Had his gun stick to my hand.
I like that one. Yeah, no, I'm lying. I even got hard. A pistol, but I don't care about lying when I found out these fraud. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, when he sounded hard or whatever, he was like, but I don't care about lying. But then look, I'll stop. I'm not going to get jump ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, I think that never pans out anyway. Like, bro, just say the line and say the line. I think. Him saying like I don't care about lines once I found out, like, bro, come on now.
That's how
people been lying forever.
But that's like, how you know my fault. Like, huh? That's how you know that bruh is for the first time in what I could tell, other than like the first, the workout plan. Like he says he hates that song. I get it. My son loved it, and I can't stand, listening to that shit knowing what Cole's capable of. But like ever for the first time since back then, it seemed like he really just taking in all these outside thoughts and bringing it to the studio. Like, that's not how you found your core fan base. That's not how you got this cult following. Like,
people. Big thing I was thinking of right here. I don't want to lose it. He said a line like, do it look like I be on IG? But it's like, bro, clearly you do. Like, clearly you be on social media. He is like a. Never mind. Maybe I got to take that back because I would assume that he's like damn near like a CEO. Like he got 1,000 people always pressuring him to do something anyways. But I don't know for him to, I don't know. It'd be a lot of lines that I'd just be nitpicking. Like he was like, do it look like I'd be on IG. And then like, but like 5 years ago, you had a song about your addiction of being on Instagram or whatever.
I know that's just cap because everything he'd be bringing up memes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, people might text you some shit, but you hear all the rumblings. Like, anybody who's that status, even if you don't be on socials or if you take a break, the people around you are going to be like, you heard what they said? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he said, like, after I put it out and I heard all the talk, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. So, obviously, you listening, you looking, you watching, like, I don't know.
Right.
My fault. Continue. My bad.
Trade the truth in... Ibiza, his flow was nice, but it was towards the end of the album and it wasn't too crazy to me. I'll just say that because I don't remember really listening to the song like that, even though I always listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Usually. But then, and that 7 minute drill, it seemed like a lot of people hate that first beat.
That shit, it's not a bad beat if you're Lotto.
Yeah. It's not it's definitely sounded like rip me out the plastic.
Yeah, that shit would be hard as fuck for Cardi B. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if she doing a song for fucking Wendy's or some shit. But if you talking about it's fucking wartime against Kendrick Lamar and you coming with this fucking rip me out the plastic, like, bruh. Bruh.
I don't think we got to talk about 7 minute drill.
No, I mean, give the City Girls their beat back for one. All right. Like, just, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, that second part. Yeah. I like that second part, but it kind of just felt like when you, like back in the day when people would like turn in circles.
Yeah.
Like when they about to fight.
Yeah.
Sound like back up, bro. Like
when motherfuckers start taking every item of clothing off and shit, like you don't want to fight, bro.
Yeah. It was like that. I'm thinking of that, never mind. But yeah, it was just like still, like you got on this beat and then I feel like, bro, come on now, that's a Griselda beat. You gotta go harder than that. You can't just, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't like when things just go mainstream like that because people don't even realize like where stuff Like, somebody gonna hear that and they never, like, heard Griselda.
Exactly.
And, like, that kind of just bothers me. Check like, it. You just got on a Kredukta beat because you got that from Drake.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, my God, bro. You hit the nail on the head, and I was so mad. I'm mad at Kredukta today. More so than Cole for whatever he did, then took back. Like, nah. Kredukta, that's the machine's beat, bro. Get that shit to Conway and quit fucking around. Like.
Please, get that. Please. I was just, like, you could have. Wouldn't it be crazy if Westside Gunn just was like, fuck it all, diss Kendrick. I think I'm hard. Because he, I mean, it would be just crazy if things just went chaotic. But that's just like, it's just a fucking random thought. That'd be so crazy, though.
But you can't, I mean, that's just a different, like, okay, you know how Westside Gunn is just pure fucking arrogance. You know what I mean? Like, I come on the track, I could talk about whatever. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm so fucking like, he bring a whole different flavor. Like, I give a fuck what you think about me type of vibe. And that's what make Bruss so dope. Plus, he curates so ill. Like, his album, he'll go grab whoever he think is raw and then just showcase them and sprinkle his shit in. And that's why I think that's why I think it's so sick is, like, bruh got an ear and fucking curates in a way that I think, like, Khaled thinks he curates, but he don't. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, something so saucy but still underground but, you know, leaking out a little bit, but... I'm so happy that you touched on the Griselda shit because that's something, you know what I mean? Like, you're closer to Griselda than I am. But as soon as I heard that shit, as somebody who usually predominantly listens to, like, East Coast music, like, that shit was, like, a blast from the past, bro. Like, the main core, whether it
in a good way?
Yeah, hell or, yeah. Hell yeah. Like, right. Like, it's been missing. Like, Wes, Conway, Benny, they came out and it was like, oh, shit. I hope that this run lasts, you know, longer than you would expect. And then they got all these different umbrellas. Like, you feel me? West got Rome Streets, raw as fuck. The fucking drum work music group, you know what I mean? Seven the Genius is raw as shit. Jay Skies is cool, but he be rapping about Jordans too much, and that make me feel like he live at his mom's house or something, so I'm cool off that.
Who?
Jay Skies.
He's on drum work. I heard him.
Hey, you ain't missing much. Bruh's talented, but every song he got to mention a pair of Jordans. You know what I mean? I be getting triggered. Motherfuckers be wearing all the new Jordans and be logging into somebody else's Wi-Fi, so I don't really respect it. But moving on. You know what I mean? No shots, kind of though. What else? Like, and then even Benny, he got the Black Soprano family, and Rick Hyde to me is someone who kind of slept on. He's getting better. Like, they just got so much shit going on over there. To me, look like kind of like the new Rockefeller, in my opinion. Like, they just got a star-studded cast and everybody could put together a dope-ass project. So, I don't know how...
Right. Nope. I fuck with Rome Streets.
Bro, Rome Streets is sick.
Yeah. I thought he was Joey Badass at first. I heard him on Hermes, the last one.
Yeah.
It was like a black coverish. I forgot. It's a lot of them. But yeah, I was like, damn, this sound like Joey. And then, but it wasn't. And then I realized, I was like, once I realized it wasn't, I was like, he really don't sound like Joey dude, that much. It was just
that song. It was probably just like that song, like the flow he came with in that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all his other shit is hard. And,
fuck with the Kiss the Ring.
Gave him some hard ass beats.
Yeah, hell yeah. You fuck with that Kiss the Ring album?
Kiss the Ring, yeah, yeah.
Bruh.
I fuck with, I gotta listen to it like in full for real, like just sit down. Like I used to play it like in the whip and bruh. But I do like that first song a lot.
I can't remember the track list. All I know is Clutching. That was what like solidified it for me. When I was listening to just the way like fucking the beat already, I'm a fan of it. Then the fact that bruh just really sound like that one homie, you know what I mean? Everybody else may be bigger than him in the crew, but he might be the first one to pop out and just really go knock somebody the fuck out. Like, that's how Rome Streets, like, rap to me. Like, chip on the shoulder, got something to prove, and fuck it. It's not even for your, like, perception of me. It's just more so like, man, ain't nobody else going to do it. You know what I mean? Knock. And then, like, that's
right.
Like, he rap like that. Like, that type of energy. So, I'm a super big Griselda fan. I'm surprised, you know what I mean? When you talked to me about West Side album, like, I was like, yeah, I'm on this West Side. You're like, yeah, I've been listening to it, too. I was like, damn. Because in California, you might feel like you one of a handful. And then,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I go to the shows and I see, like, they got stupid love out here. I'm going to that Benny show, Benny and Boldy James, next month in May. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to that too. It's just about to be crazy, man.
Oh, that's lit.
They're doing their thing.
They need to like clear some space out here so we can get some shows. I'd be having to. I'm gonna have to go to like Texas or something.
Yeah. Well, shit. I'm overdue for a trip to Texas too. I got half my family out there, but I mean, we're gonna have to make something happen, bro.
For sure.
Like straight up, whenever, you know what I mean, if I ever, you know, learn how to save some dollars enough, you know what I mean, to make some big moves, like it would be dope to visit y'all, but I wanna fucking just bring the squad back out and like and really just fucking lock in, you know what I mean? Just go fucking get a suite somewhere, right? Multi fucking spot suite somewhere where just you walk outside, just inspiration. Lock in for like fucking 4 or 5 days and just make some fucking music. Make some fucking videos, you know what I mean? Like I need the young energy to come revitalize what it is that I'm doing, you know what I mean? People might be like, oh, you starting late, but nah, man, like I don't even look at it that way. I'm on this arrogant type of hype in the most like humble of ways. Like, fuck what you think at this point. Like I didn't fucking put in too much time and effort in this shit. And I mean, I was telling you, like, don't get in your own way. And then after that, listening back, I'm like, bro, the nerve of you. You feel me? Like, so now it's at the point to where it's like, all right, stop giving the advice that you can't take and hold yourself accountable. And that's where we at with it now. So, I mean, I'm excited, man.
Right. Yeah. It's all, and then it's always like, can't rush it. People do their greatest work like later in life. Wow. And some people some people like don't get started. Like they've been trying, but you know, finally get the ball rolling whenever. I'm just talking in general.
No, it's cool. I ain't even mad, bro. To be honest with you, I look at some of my old social media posts from like 10 years back, and I'm like, damn, this knucklehead ass motherfucker was just out here saying some stupid shit and thinking it was cool. So I could only imagine if like I was hella active rapping when I was younger, I would be, you know, some of it I'd be proud of, but some of it I would look back at and kind of, you know, get that red face on, like embarrassment and shit, like damn. But at this point, I feel like I finally got something that's not going to just serve me. Like if I say some shit, people at my age range are going to be able to take something from it. The motherfuckers who are willing to sponge up somebody who's been around for a minute might be able to listen to it. And I know how, you know, how I was when I was young, hard-headed and stubborn. Like, you might not put that shit into motion when you hear it, but when you get to that point and you stumble or whatever on, you know, just being stubborn and having to feel it yourself, then you hear it again and be like, oh, he wasn't lying. You feel me? Like, that's the type of music I'm trying to make. And I'll share some shit with you. You know what I mean? I've been kind of like keeping shit in the tuck, but, like I'm really getting active again, bro. And it's, like y'all played a huge part in that. Like just,
that's good.
You feel me? Like that's y'all confidence, y'all energy, y'all like just, not even cocky, bro. Just like, man, you know, take it or leave it. Like that mentality, like that's something that's something that got to be fed off of. So I feel it. But I want to talk more about this big three shit, man. I know we did the might delete later talk, but I mean, from your perspective, do you really, because I know that this whole big three shit is media. Like it reminds me of,
right,
like, you know, when they did the East Coast, West Coast beef, they made money off of all this drama and then it turned out to some bad shit. But this whole big three talk, like, I know Drake moves the needle as far as, like, music and money and economy and shit. But do y'all even consider these three individuals the quote-unquote big three?
Yeah, like, are you saying, like, do I have my own big three?
What else?
Or do you, like, my, like, a big three, like, a, like, a, like, my favorite three? Or is it, because, like, they're always going to be the big three. Like, it's like if basketball was if rap was like an actual league, you had to be a professional or whatever. Like these are like, they are like, you know, the big three that in that sense, like,
so that would be
the,
like,
that's
like
how the, that's how it's been played up this like my whole life. They're the big three.
But I mean, okay, and I hear you, because it's the same with, you know, our generation, to the point to where people say it enough, you're gonna fucking just feed into it. You're gonna repeat what they said. But I do want to get your big three thoughts, you know, as far as your perspective in a second. That was the next question. But I mean, like, for you personally, and then for the people around you, do y'all really look at these motherfuckers as that? Or is it just the title that's been given, and it makes it a lot easier than saying Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
I'll say, let me see. I think that here in like Little Rock, North Little Rock, if you say that's the big three, like, yeah, they're going to play into it, but they're going to be like, they real feelings is like, hell no. Like, everybody got their own. Like, it's like about, like, people's perspective is different here. Like, nobody's listening to, the majority is not listening to J. Cole or Kendrick.
Yeah.
Like, Drake has transcended, like, that because of he's going so commercial. Like, you can't deny Drake, like, you can't, anywhere.
You can't escape it. Cannot.
Yeah,
like I don't remember what's that. I don't even know if you'll know, but there's a Drake album where like the background's like gold and like it's like a gold and black cover to the CD or the album or whatever.
Take Care.
Yeah,
was that Take Care?
Yeah, so that was like the last time that I checked a Drake album when it came out, and that was still like discs and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
oh wow.
So everything else, but if I said I didn't know Drake songs from every fucking album after that, it would be a lie because you can't escape it. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
I like Drake when I was younger, but then I started like just when I started becoming my own person, I started to like Kendrick. Well, I started liking J. Cole's music first. Like J. Cole is like perfect for like a middle schooler trying to like stay out of trouble. Something like that. Like it's perfect for a middle schooler, like just trying to like play video games and stuff, like good bars crazy. In the background. But it's like it's like rap. Good bars all around. That's like on both sides.
Like if you want to stay neutral and not get in trouble, like you know what I mean, listen to that fucking For Your Eyes Only. Like
yeah, that was me. Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? That was me. I was just trying to hoop.
Yeah.
And J. Cole was that too. Like J. Cole really got like that in the bag too. Like he got music for hoops, like yeah, real life. He got yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So then like and then of course like Drake has mega hits like everybody loves. If you say if somebody turn on hot, I mean like when it was on like when it was like on bling. But if you turn on like Hotline Bling like now, like I mean or something like that, like I mean we still like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean, though?
No, you know what I mean? I would cancel my phone service.
You cancel your phone service if we started, like, playing it again?
No, I don't want to hear no Hotline. I don't want to hear no Bling. I fucking... That's, when he did that goofy-ass dance, I'm like, bro. And put the fucking fingers like a phone to his... I was like, all right, this is when I knew. You know what I mean? Like before that,
I was doing the dance.
Oh, you motherfucker!
I was doing the dance. He was feeling that. Bro. He knew that shit was. He saw it.
He's a business, bro. You can't really knock. Yeah. You can't really knock, bro. Like he. But you know, this is what I got to say about him as far as that's concerned. Yeah, I know he's probably getting paid crazy, but for a person like me looking at just like the business and how many people have had their hands in that piggy bank to this day. He might be paying like 6 or 7 people before he touched his bread.
Oh wow!
But he makes so much and generates so much that it still don't even bother him. That he could probably still net or gross whatever, you know what I mean, the next person in the line do without all those hands. Like there's a Dre Prince background. That's the dude who runs Rap-A-Lot, old head, fucking you know, stop the whole Pusha T and him beef. There's Birdman, who is ahead of Lil Wayne. Then there's Lil Wayne, who was Young Money and signed him. Then there's this new deal with Lucian Grange, Universal Music Group. Like, there's so many people who got
ahead. I haven't heard too many good things about him lately.
Nah, you feel me? And, hey, I got my own beef with UMG, bro. I was playing music on the pod, and these motherfuckers started flagging my shit because playing music on the pod. And then I tried to go reach out and see about a blanket license agreement. And they gave me a price that was like J. Cole fucking first track, pricey. I was like, nah. You know what I mean? I make music. My partners make music. I got enough people around me. You feel me? I'll figure something else out. But now for him to be in that boat, you feel me? You get what you give. So fuck Lucian, fuck UMG, all of them. You know what I mean? Straight up.
Yeah, greedy as fuck. Can't even use music on YouTube. It's like, bro, come on, bro.
You doing they work?
You taking ad revenue, all that. Bro, this, you can't even share it, bro.
Bro, this spot,
that shit crazy.
This podcast was Anchor and then got bought by Spotify. So literally a Spotify product, and I'm out here fucking promoting music that the majority of people are going to listen to on Spotify, and you still got an issue. Like, crazy. But whatever.
Never mind. Yeah. That's a different topic. I was gonna get into like some worldview shit.
No, really, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. And I be watching YouTube like conspiracy theory shit, and this whole UMG shit originally was started by the mob.
Yeah, I heard that from Busy Works Beats. I don't know if you know him, but he be doing like beat tutorials and shit. But he really clutch. He be knowing a lot of shit.
Bro, these motherfuckers, it's crazy.
They be started by the mafia and some more shit.
Yeah, dog. Like, they got their hand in sports. They were shaving numbers and shit, getting paid from that in the beginning. These motherfuckers are the people who created jukeboxes. Think about that. It's because in the beginning, it was literally cash into the machine, no paper trail. And they had it all over the place. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that because UMG is one thing, but you start talking about
on top of that promoting the music. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you know what I mean? That's why I be like, fuck playing music. You know what I mean? It's cool. Mm-hmm. We'll make it, but it is what it is. So let me move on real quick because, you know, we getting stuck. I got to get to the point now where it's like, we talked about you and the big three. I know that you said, you know what I mean, that for the majority of not only you, but the people around you, like, y'all got your own big three, and I want to get to that in a second, but being that you're not only an artist and creator yourself, but the fact that you be surrounded by people who are on that type of hype, let's just look at, you know, we broke down My Delete Later, and I was listening to everything, you feel me, and even the songs that I liked, 48 hours later, he does the Dreamville Fest headline. I don't know how many he's done, but he just puts together these star-studded shows, separates himself from everybody else in that so quote-unquote big three, hometown of North Carolina, gets on stage and does that apology. I need your thoughts on it, fam.
I think it's a cold war between the three of them still going on. I don't feel like it was genuine, honestly. That's how I feel. I think it's like some of the word choices and stuff, I just don't.
I was conflicted.
He
said I was conflicted.
Yeah, it's like I don't get it. It's still like I think it's more than just apology. Or Joe Budden had a theory where he was like, I think he's just bowed out gracefully because Drake finna drop a monster and then he just realized, maybe he just realized he need to get out the way because it's really not.
Yeah,
it's like, it's really not his fight. And like, I think everybody knew J. Cole wasn't like that. And it would have just been better if he would have just been himself his whole time instead of like falling to the pressure. But I don't think that the whole thing was genuine for them reasons. Like, yeah.
So to me, it's like, all right, the reason why I feel like it was just so fucking disappointing to a person like me is because you fucking come out with this run, this tear that he's been on feature wise, right? Like, we could date all the way back to Johnny P's Caddy, where it's like, bruh had a moment.
We can go back even further to Boblo Boat.
Yep, that was him.
That
was him and Royce. Wait, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did he do, and then he did Boblo Boat in 2017. Did he also do that feature on Oxnard that same year? Was that the next?
Oxnard. But who's Oxnard?
Oxnard is Anderson .Paak. It was one of his albums. But my bad, I'm getting us off track. Like, you can go back far. He's been doing a lot of features, and I like, yeah, for a while, like fire features.
I feel like once that Johnny P, I mean, I'm revisionist history, so I only go far as back as my fucking old ass memory could go. But I remember Johnny P's Caddy, then I remember he just started going crazy.
He did the Bia, I see where you're going.
He did the Gucci, he did the 21 Savage,
he did the Yachty one.
Yachty was ridiculous. Like, I would not have Lil Yachty in my recently played. No disrespect.
Yo, that's crazy.
No disrespect my bad. To Yachty. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking, my brain just, like, had one of those, like, moments. It's like, I'm probably wrong anyways. But it's like every time, it seemed like, because I seen a video or whatever, and this guy was piecing together all the disses and stuff. Have you been keeping up like that?
No, I saw that same video, I think.
Okay. By What's the Dirt?
When dude was like, I feel like the real rap beef is J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Was it that one?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say what you're
going to
say.
It's just, I was going to say, because the Yachty one and then the Johnny P's Caddy one, those beats were like similar. Uh-huh. And those seemed like the ones where he was like taking shots at Kendrick. And these are like what the casual listeners on Twitter don't fucking talk about.
Bruh, I missed it. If you listen to one of these pods before, I kind of like checked myself because I was like, bruh, it kind of made me like mad at myself. Like, I feel like I'd be really like in tune and in the know, but taking this bread and masses like he's a Catholic preacher. See a glass empty. I see a glass full of ether. Controlling whatever he said, right? Like, however that bar went or that string of bars. And then they started putting perspective and showing like Kendrick in his video with the empty glass.
Benny was like, he talking about somebody. I don't think he was talking about me.
Yeah. He said the people that y'all be grouping them with, I think he talking about them. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't even want to say it.
He nailed that.
Yeah. Like
he sounded just like him.
Yeah, like he didn't even want to say it. He was like, you know what I mean? He was like, I'm gonna absolve myself to save face, but I don't even want to say what I want to say. But yeah.
Oh, and then that's another thing. Right after the apology, he performed that song. So it's like, bro, I don't believe that you was apologizing for real. I think you playing a character. That's the whole thing with the big three. I think it's really all a stimulus package for all three of them. Like, they got the media thing so tight. Like, maybe they not friends for real, but they all know the same info and stuff. I don't know.
I'm mad, bro.
I think they they did rob us, though.
I'll take
because
this
nobody
personally.
Was like,
I take it personal, Q. I take this shit personally, Q. I can't lie, bro. Because I don't fuck with Drake like that. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I know that this motherfucker want to rap. Like, anytime he put a time in this in the single or in the title, you know what I mean? This motherfucker could be like, you know what I mean, 4:33 in North Little Rock. I'd be like, oh, shit, I got to listen to that shit. Like, I know, bro, going to go crazy. You know what I mean? This motherfucker could be like fucking 3 a.m. in fucking Hollywood. I'd be like, oh, shit, that's going to be one of the ones. When he does those, he could rap. You can't deny the fact that bro is talented. But he don't feed that core group enough. Like, Cole has been on this tear, like we said, from the features to his whole bravado has changed. Like, in that first person shooter song, they were talking, like, Drake tried to say, like, you know what I mean? Like, Drake was trying to discount and remove Kendrick from the convo. And as soon as Cole comes in, he's like talking about the big three. You know what I mean? Is it Drake? Is it Kendrick or me or whatever, right? Like, he includes them. To me, it was like, I'm not going to let Drake make me look like I'm in beef. But then he goes with, I'm not the three, not the two, I'm the UNO. And then so it's like, all right, you've been talking all this shit. You come on the Ready 2024 before the fucking beat drop. I promise ain't nobody fucking with me. Woo, woo, woo. Nobody better than me. Yeah, like, bruh. All right, you're going to have to deal with that in due time, but all that energy.
I'm on my shit again.
Yeah, exactly, bro. And then you get to the motherfucking, I couldn't sleep.
For 2 days?
When this motherfucker said, y'all heard that bazooka. Like, bro, who the fuck says bazooka, bro? Like, motherfuckers in the service who use them shits don't call them bazookas, bro. Like, shut the fuck up. Then he was like, and that's my brother, you know what I mean? I'll stick my chin out. I take it, you know what I mean? It's love. Pause. No diddy. Like, come on.
Crazy.
What the fuck? 48 hours from all that energy? Like, I can't believe none of it.
And then, why would you say that? He too smart to say something like that. He punched you already, right?
Exactly.
Right?
This self-defense, bro. You ain't a bully. Is that what you're afraid of, looking like the bully? You defending yourself. You know what's going to happen, right? And that goes into my next fucking, like, little spiel here in the notes. The rumor is tonight, all the shit's going to hit the fan. Not only does
Drake dropping?
Bro, Kendrick got a 3-pack that's already been promoted.
You got to show me where you seeing that. I can't find it. You know what? I was listening and I couldn't find it.
I would do that, But I feel like, you know what I mean, if you want a one-stop shop, you just got to come to a
Unprofessional as Fuck podcast.
Feel me? Sorry.
Okay.
Humble brag. My bad. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Take the long way home from work, fam. You know what I mean? Tap in. I'm fucking with you. I'll share it with you, man. I'll give you the insights. You know what I mean? I just follow everything so I can find shit. And then on top of that, like, I'll be just, like, I can't, like, I mean, I really like everything. Like, if I'm watching my favorite sporting event, I got my notebook. I was watching the Super Bowl through the halftime show, taking notes. Like, everything, bro. Like, I'd really be, like, just trying to sponge up all this shit. But back to the point, like, fuck, where was I even at with it? Oh, tonight, Kendrick promoted a 3-pack. Features from Baby Keem, NBA Youngboy, which that one kind of, you know, threw me off.
But what?
You feel me? Like, it's whatever, right? Like, at least I know it's going to have that energy about it. So it's supposed to be just a 3-pack.
He said, oh, you niggas clicking up?
You feel me? Yeah. You feel me? But he said, couldn't it be legit, no 40 water. I'm from the Bay. If you know what the click is, that's fucking family. That's E-40, Bay fucking legend, hip-hop fucking encyclopedia, like, contributed to the masses. Anybody who you listen to say certain buzzwords, that's 40. That's the Bay slang. We fucking, okay. we heard that shit from the beginning. On top of that, the click, he said clicking up, no 40. Well, couldn't it be legit, no 40 water. The click is E-40. His family is Be Legit. I think they cousins or brothers. Don't quote me. And then the sister is Sugar T. And they all made this album. It's called, they had a couple of albums, but it's just like, that's their click. And like, that's what it was called, The Click. And like, so that shit stuck out to me. But anyway, Kendrick got a 3-pack coming. The album art showed him wearing a crown. He got this long ass sword that's in the pick with him. And I can't remember exactly how it was versed or how it was written, but it was something like, I ain't deleting shit. Somewhere in that energy, like somewhere along them lines, right? So he got a 3-pack that's supposed to drop. On top of that, there's a supposed Drake response that's on the way. I don't know if that's coming tonight to step on what's next that I'm going to talk about. I don't know if that's going to drop next week to try to have its own lane, because this fucking just like that verse, or just like that song with Metro, Kendrick, and Future. Long-standing number one on the Billboard charts. The most longest fucking Kendrick number one, for one. This shit is the fastest song to go platinum in 2024. However many weeks it's been. 18 days, I believe. So not even 3 weeks. Gone platinum.
Almost.
So I don't know if Drake's going to wait, but that's besides the point because I don't really care what he got going on. Metro and Future got a whole nother album. Metro went out of his way to say, this isn't a deluxe. This is a whole nother body of work. The title of it, We Still Don't Trust You. So tonight,
that's hard. So it's like a sequel.
Bruh, he's like, this is
but
just,
it's like,
we ain't done. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when you already knocked bruh out, but then you come back and do some egregious shit. Like, this is the egregious shit on the way. And it's cool. It's whatever.
And if, like, Kendrick on that, that would be crazy. Like,
bruh. It's supposed to hit.
You know, Kendrick known to be like, yo, just give me like the spotlight. Like, that would be hard. Like,
You know what? I have my little predictions. I'm gonna ask you for your predictions in a second, but these are my predictions. Okay. I think Kendrick empties the clip. They're talking 3-pack. If it's a 3-pack, I think everyone is aimed at somebody. And I think that Drake joint might be fucking 7, 8, 9 minutes long. I think Cole's gonna get hit. But I really think that the target is Drake on that joint. I feel like Drake drops also. I think he might feel the pressure now to where he got to drop a project as well, not just a response. I think he might do a little EP, a little surprise drop. And I feel like he's going to address everybody. You've seen what he's been doing on his tour towards Travis Scott, right? Bruh, put Travis Scott or something Astroworld related and shoot it up, you know what I mean, in the fucking show. Rick Ross, you seen him riding around smoking, listening to the Like That verse. I feel like he's going to get some smoke. LeBron, lipping the words while shooting in the layup line. I think he going to get some. Nav, what weak ass. Nobody even fucking, you know what I mean? You would have to Google. But this motherfucker supposedly unfollows the fucking people, start documenting that. He going to get some. Kendrick, obviously. And I think Cole gets something too. I don't even think he lets Cole slide. I think after all this shit, he's still going to get
Cole. Yeah, he's going to write a...
Go ahead.
Drake has those, like, those Drake can do those fucking lines that hit hard and they're not like overly fucking complex. He gonna get a couple of them.
I feel like he could get Hell yeah. And then Metro and Future, they got this album coming. I feel like there's gonna be a Like That remix on this. And in my opinion, this is the reach of my predictions. I think we might hear Kanye. That's what I think.
That would be exciting.
I think we get Life of Pablo or My Dark Beautiful Twisted Fantasy, whatever the fuck that shit was. I think we get that Kanye on a minimal 16 bar verse on that beat with energy.
That might be expecting too much. It could just as well be like a very like petty little verse from Kanye and like be mid just because he talking shit. It like holds well. Like
he been rapping trash. He been rapping trash as fuck. And I think that if there's anywhere where he's gonna devote some energy and some effort, it would be on this pile on Drake. Like
yeah, on top of like having to not get washed out.
Yep. Because everybody Kendrick, talking Big Three and they ain't talking about him.
Right.
He too narcissistic. So those are my predictions. That's it. I want to, you know, if you got any, feel free. You know what I mean? Let me know.
See, I don't have no predictions. Honestly, I mean, obviously, Drake will respond. I don't think it might be hard. It might not. I don't know because it's like, I just don't see what they can say. Like, they might have to just be, like, digging for, like, personal information or, like, just really, like, lay some shit on the table. Because it's like, to me, it's nothing they can say, like, already that they haven't been saying. Like, maybe Drake gonna have to go to, like, another level, and I don't know. I don't really have no predictions, though, because I'm not really, you seem to know more about what's finna go down to me. And I can't even find the fucking information.
Well, I'll give you my little outlets and shit, but to me, everything's been subliminal for fucking years. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The only person who's got semi-direct is Kendrick, and even that hasn't been 100% direct. So it's like, this is when finally someone's going to make contact with intent, and it's going to be, I think Kendrick already put his name, you know, he said he's coming tonight. Midnight in New York, which means 9 o'clock my time. I guess you get that at 10, right? I mean, whatever it may be, like
yeah.
It's on its way. So Kendrick gonna drop what he's gonna drop. That's gonna fucking take shit over. And after that, either Drake is gonna drop slightly before tonight, before that shit come out and try to step on it, or he's gonna wait, react to everybody's missile. And then shoot off his own shit. But I think, you know, we'll see what comes to fruition. But I mean, I don't know, fam. It's definitely tonight going to heat up regardless. So something's going to drop that we're going to all react
to. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. No doubt. Another thing going on in the culture right now, I want to get your opinion on. This might just be old head shit. But this whole Diddy drama. What the fuck are the youngsters thinking about this, if anything at all?
I'm a different type of I think I'm a different type of youngster. I don't know, maybe some other people. But see, I'm big on conspiracies because my parents have been big on conspiracies since I was young. Like
yeah.
Now, not everything be true or not, but yeah, like I've seen those tapes, like I've seen like those CDs and stuff where they be like partially like slandering people who have made it. It be like some of it like having merit. I grew up that way, like being skeptical of things. I'm sorry, I forgot what we were talking about.
The whole Diddy.
Did you?
No, cool.
Yeah, Diddy. Okay, my bad, Diddy. So some of the stuff I be like, I'm on those, I see those, like, I've seen like the case and shit. And, I don't know. It's just not surprising because we've been hearing like for years about how dirty shit can really get. And like, the rumors that like a lot of shit just begin to ignore it for years. Like it's kind of crazy. It's happening now though, especially after like Cat Williams called it, and like I was like, like that nigga's tripping. Like yeah, he knows something, maybe he don't. And then after that, yeah, the way I feel about it, I'm just really not. I'm not phased like that. I'm really not. No, it's crazy though. Still, it's fucked up.
I feel you 1,000%, bro. And the only reason why I weigh on it, like weigh in on the shit, is because there's just this long-standing history of people with money, influence, and power being able to get away with shit for so long because mm-hmm. they're generating money for said, you know, entity over here or a whole group of things. I look at it
it's like, way more important than ethics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, bread is really what the higher ups is only really fucking looking at, right? So I think what really went wrong, and this is just my perspective, is this mm-hmm. This whole beef that he had with the distributor of his liquors, right? I think they're called Diego. Ciroc and De Leon and all that. He was going to war and calling them out for some type of, like, mishandling of his brand. Versus how they would promote said George Clooney shit, Casamigos. He felt like they were trying to make his shit look low budget in comparison and cause this whole shit storm. That's part of it. Another part is just like you just moving in a way after Cassie comes out and you pay her and it's so public, like everybody else is going to want to go, you know, put their hand into your bank account as well. And
all right, especially everybody that's just been waiting, like
people have been saying these things about a lot of the big fucking like names in hip hop for a long time. You see, I know I'm hella old, but Russell Simmons was like the creator of Def Jam. Right now, he ain't been home in New York since fucking I can't remember. He out in Bali somewhere where that shit's like non-extradition clause, just you know escaped from all the shit that he had done, like. I look at it like, bro, some validity got to be in this shit for you to be paying for you. When you pay somebody out, to me, that's a partial admission of guilt to some extent. And if like, right. if 10%,
the thing with his plane was mysterious, like was pretty, it's mysterious. Like, cause they say he wasn't on it.
Exactly. Right. But then at the same time at the tarmac, they stop him and the quote unquote, alleged drug mule, who's this young white dude used to play basketball in college, who just seems to be like the plug of everything, right? Like, if you if you stop, bruh, on the tarmac with all this shit hitting the fan, and he got product on him, like that just seemed like a no brainer, dumbass mistake. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Like,
all these years, like what?
I don't know, man. Like, are you that stupid to be carrying on the escape route, or is that part of the plan? Like, does he want you to get caught up? I was thinking that if bro hop on that plane and go to wherever the fuck they go to, you ain't never gonna see that young man again. I thought that was like tying up loose ends, you know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, come through. We're gonna do a huge party in Antigua, you know what I mean? And as soon as you get here, night, you know what I mean? Steph Curry, but I don't know. Like, to me, it is what it is, bro, and we shall see. I think that the way that they handled that raid was over the top. That was definitely for public consumption to try to just make sure that you fuck up the public perception of him from those who may not know the story. You know what I mean? That
was right. Like at this point, you got to tell the story too. Like, so, and it always works. I mean, it's always going, I mean, that's kind of like what the media is for. You feel me? So many opinions.
It's fucked up because we talk about this innocent until proven guilty, but as soon as the court of public opinion puts their, you know, spin on shit, it's a wrap. Like, you can get acquitted and still be guilty in the eyes of the court of public opinion. So they knew what they were doing. And it's like, if they didn't go so extra, it wouldn't have hurt my perception of shit. Like, the way that they went so extra, it was like, all right, y'all doing too much. Like, make it regular. You know what I mean? Bust down that shit in the middle of the night with no
kids in handcuffs.
Yeah, like no media coverage.
Helicopter view.
For real, like.
Oh, the kids in handcuffs.
Yeah, like, you got the kids in handcuffs. Now one of the young children is getting involved in a lawsuit about some sexual assault. Like, I don't know. It's a whole big-ass fucking mess, but I look at it in one way, like, that's just, it's going to pan out how it panned out. And then I look at it, like, the way that people were canceling R. Kelly's catalog after he got locked up. Like, how can you avoid Diddy's music or shit that he had his hand in? Like, that shit is decades upon decades of hits.
Right.
Like, you're gonna now cancel Biggie? Like, feel me? Like, I don't know. It is what it is. We'll see. I just want
to. And he's tied to like Lucian Grange and shit too, right?
Yeah. Cause that's his.
Like, Lucian Grange is like the one that, like, the guy that put him on, right?
No.
Like,
so,
something like that.
So Lucian Grange is kind of new to the game, as far as I know. But the person who put the person who put Diddy on, fuck, let me go back in my mind. Who was it? Fuck. What was it, baby? The Face. So it was Babyface and fuck. It's escaping my mind right now. But there was a person underneath Clive Davis who had Diddy as an intern for him. And then Diddy eventually got to the point to where he was getting kind of like shut down with his ideas and what he wanted to do. So they allowed him to go do his own thing. But the backstory to it is that even though it seemed like there was tension there, the same people who gave him the pushback also funded his next venture. So,
wow.
So it was like, it almost looked like when people tried to make an LLC to avoid, you know, the fucking backlash shit hit the fan. Ah, man, I'm so mad that I can't remember the person whose name it was. But since then, that person's passed. The former wife of Diddy, Kim Porter, they said that was just a freak, you know, medical issue. Mm-hmm. Other people got their feelings on that. The first husband of Kim Porter was, the father of one of the kids, man. Goddamn, it's fucking me up right now. I can't remember this. It is what it is. It's in some of the past episodes, but, you know what I mean? I've been sipping.
Yeah.
Bevmo made his way to the house. You know what I mean? Duce is in the building.
Duce.
Yeah, y'all don't fuck
with that. I should have got me something. You know, I just turned 21.
Did you? Oh, man, hold up.
Well, I didn't just turn 21, but I turned 21 in October, right? So, like,
October what?
But yeah, I did just turn 21.
October what? Hey,
October 7th.
October 7th. There you go. That's my sister's birthday, bro. You know what I mean? Only great people are born that day. Real shit. Well, you know what I mean? One thing that I could tell you as an old head, just, you know, might, you know, just fall through the cracks. It ain't all it's cracked up to be. Make that shit something for special occasions. Not for therapeutic purposes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do that shit in the proper settings and you'll be fine. You know what I mean? But, like,
yeah, I only like to drink with my girl.
There you go. You feel me? Pop. There you fucking go. You right.
Keep it down. We just take a couple shots and then listen to music.
There you go.
Just be dancing all corny and shit.
That's what's up, though. You know what I mean? Like, loosen the tension, you know, and kick it with the person who, you know what I mean, you the most comfortable with. And women, good women, is going to never let you make a mistake anyway, right?
Right.
Like, y'all going to have each other's best interests at hand, so that's the way to do it, bro. But real shit, you know what I mean? It ain't all it's cracked up to be. Me, bro, today makes 150 days since I ain't been smoking no tree. So, you know what I mean?
Hey.
That's a mini milestone. I'll clap it up, but I mean, I don't feel like that's like, to me, it's not like a celebration. It was just a decision because I'm still a huge advocate of weed and weed smokers. Like, I ain't mad at nobody who do their thing. It's the lesser of so many evils, right? But just for me, I live so much of my life doing it that it's like, well, let me see what the flip side of that is. So it's just.
All right. Just trying to do something different. That's good.
Like, yeah. Switch up the routine, right? Throw off the algorithm.
Right. So.
You know what I mean? I've noticed that there's benefits that came from it as far as, you know, in my work career, like just having more patience, being more personable with people who used to irritate the fuck out of me. Like, that shit all plays a part in the thing. So, you know what I mean? I'm not going to use that as a scapegoat, but everybody has their own little thing, man. Like, you'll find the perfect method for you in due time. But, you know, congratulations on your 21st, fam. And, like, wishing you many, many more, bro, of health and success and just prosperity. And let's get off all this other bullshit and get back to the story that is Q, man. I want to, you know, fuck the cliche questions. Let's just talk about what's next for Quincy, man, like as an individual.
As an individual? Yeah, man. So let me see. I just, like, music, no music, I'm just trying to get some money. Yeah. I don't mean that as like ignorant. I mean that like for real. Like I learned about like hold on, I'm just really worried about like just securing my future, you know, whether it comes to me working a real job or whenever things start to click with music. And even if things never like really like truly click how I want them to, that's fine too, as long as I've done what I needed to do to secure my future, which is like making sure my credit's straight. Yeah. And like having savings and stuff like that. It's a real picture out here, and it ain't just always, you know, it ain't about music. Like that's just some of the parts. Is that how you use that term?
No, I get it. But let me give you my perspective, bro. Like the biggest thing about money is, you know, what's crazy is the people around me who have what quote unquote people would say is a lot of money. Like when you really ask them the nitty gritty of shit, they'd be like, money ain't everything. It's just comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, let me rephrase, because I did have a good, I have a good way of putting it.
Put it like, how you want.
Because like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that because I'm young and I don't truly understand what you mean. Like, but I know what you mean. Like, you know what I mean? But those are like one of those terms where I've been through a couple of experiences where I just know, like, you know, like I understand you. But anyways, like as far as like getting money, I just mean like I would love to have like peace and like peace for my family and like my chosen family and all of that.
We just said the same thing, but just I worded it differently. So comfortability means to that person something probably different than what it means to me. But when they said it to me, and I look at who these individuals are, like the people who I've ever seen who have the most, you know what they do the most is give with, mm-hmm. with no expectation of what's coming back. It's just, whereas so many people are worried about having the materials, acquiring the items, the people who have the most get their kicks off of giving that feeling to somebody else and it comes back. You know what I mean? Like when everything ain't wrapped up about having the newest or having the fly shit. Like that's one of my biggest fucking ailments is I like to purchase a lot of meaningless shit to the outside world, right? But like, mm-hmm. I like rapper merch. Like if I see Westside drop this fly ass fucking something, I'm a cop an overpriced ass t-shirt because I fuck with the music. If I'm gonna wear something, I want it to be hip hop. Everybody want to buy Jordans. Jordan don't fuck with hip hop. Been vocal about it. But the whole culture and genre be fucking making him a billion quadrillionaire, right? Like, if my homie come out with a brand tomorrow, I will buy as much of their shit and rock their brand. And people be like, yo, what the fuck is he wearing? I know this motherfucker. You know what I mean? I know that if I purchase an item off of him, if he ain't putting it right back into the business, it's making sure that the next time his kid have a birthday, the cake even bigger than last year. You know what I mean? Like, my shit is on this point right now where it's like, I've been not the best with money for a long time, but I'm more so focused on like creating memories. Like,
right.
Like with me, I know I'm older and I got a family, bro. Like there's five of us here in this crib, me, my wife and our three children. So like, they're all to the teenage range. Like my youngest is 13. My middle child is 16. My oldest is my daughter, who's 18. And, like, I just look at them and realize that now our family time is going to be coming to a limited basis, right? Like, they got girlfriends and boyfriends and shit. They want to go do their own thing. And it's like, how long has it been since we sat at the table and had a meal? How long has it been since we went out and did this, right? I say all that to say,
right.
Like, this weekend, we all going out. We getting on our getaway, the five of us. Got a room in the spot for the weekend and we're going to go, you know, have a great time. And it's like, those are the things that those pictures that eventually get developed and put on the mantle are going to mean so much more than if I had that shit in the savings. But, but the flip side of that is the savings needs to exist so that these same blessings of mine don't ever hear me and their mom stressed out, worried, and at the very worst, argue about some fucking money, right? That's comfortability. Right. You talking about I wanted to have something to make sure that my family, my chosen family, that we all good. That's 100% on point. There's youngsters right now who are doing so much better than my generation did because y'all got more info. Like my daughter at 18 is sunning who I was at 26 on some real shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We do have a lot of, we got a lot. We're really lucky right now.
No, but I mean, not everybody has it at their disposal, even the 38s, yeah, and the 40s and the 50-year-olds. But it becomes a choice. Are you going to make excuses or are you going to execute? And more youngsters these days are executing than making excuses. So, like, my hats is off to the people who are making those type of moves or have that type of focal point as far as, you know, monetary gain. So when you say my focus is on getting money, I know who you are from the short time that I had, you know, personal, you know, in-person experience with you. I know that don't mean to go buy some stupid shit. That mean, like, you know, it would be easier for me and Almighty to record if we had less shit on our plate. If we could have some free time because we didn't have to worry about, you know, making shit to cover a bill, or if we had fucking a space of our own or more, you know, shit at our disposal. Like, y'all generation, bro, gets a bad rap from the old heads because they're just not tapped in. It's way easier to criticize than it is to go get on the eye-to-eye level. You know what I mean? Like, we stuck in our ways, and in the same way that a lot of people will easily look at y'all is the same way that the generation above us looked at us. And I'm trying to be that bridge to be like, nah, it's easy to do that. I want to do the hard work. I want to go through the process of being like, yo, where are y'all minds at? Like, what are y'all about? How could I, you know, contribute? How could I invest in the future that I know is already bright regardless of whatever resources are at hand? You feel me? I'm going on a tangent. My bad. You got to cut me off, Q. You know what I mean?
Oh, my bad. I'm just listening, you know. Cut you off a couple times, but, you know, I'll just...
But if you
let you speak, you know, I'm listening.
If you let that Deuce dialogue go on, you feel me? I'm going to fuck up your whole day off, you know what I mean? But I'm just...
You're right.
You feel me? I just appreciate y'all, man. And I mean, if we got to, you know, before we come to an end, I want to highlight this track that you sent me, bro. You blessed me with another project that y'all working on, something that y'all got in the cook-up process. Can you let me know the story behind this track that you sent me? It's just Time Bomb, 007 man. Time Bomb.
Yeah, that was just the file name, the 007. That was like my seventh time, like, going in and editing it. And I was sending it, like, we was through text message, getting it right. But let me see. I don't know, there's really no story. I mean, it was just one of those, when I made the beat, I was into, like, I don't know. I guess I feel like that's something I really like. It's like, hold on. We ain't even heard it yet. When I made the beat, it was real fire, and I was sending it around, and I was sending it to people I thought would fuck with it. One of our homies, Seven, I was like, I sent it to him first, and he never did nothing with it. And I was like, I don't know why the fuck I didn't just help Eli in the first place. I was trying to collaborate with other people. It's like, I was like, damn, I should have sent it to him because he would have been like, you know, had some ready. And like, the beat was so fire. I played it for my pops. He was like, yeah, that's the one. because I was playing a bunch of beats and like, he was fucking with him. He was like, go back to that one.
Yeah.
And then I was low key like complaining because, you know, like everything, you know, always peaches and cream. You know, I'd be like, damn, I'm making all these beats and y'all passing them up. Shit like that. And Eli was like, bro, I've been had a song writ to that. I just haven't been able to record on it. Yeah. And so I was like, fuck it. I took it upon myself and I bought a mic and I did it through Perpay because they don't check credit. So it was like, boom, I'm just finna buy this mic. And pay some payments on it until then or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's mine. And, you know, like, have my own shit. So he recorded over here. He had the mic stand. I had the mic. And then we recorded it, and then he just got his shit off his chest. Me and him are liking that way. I like that. I like the way he rap because it's I don't want to say serious, but you know, like the intent is very it's very like strong.
Say less.
And like
man.
I fuck with that.
Say less. Before we get into the track, selfishly, I want to ask how I get on that list. You know what I mean? Of the people you start sending shit to. I mean, give me.
I just have to send you stuff, man. I just
Check this out.
I've been making it.
My lucky number is 5, right? I know you said there was a 7 out there somewhere. My lucky number is 5. So if 4 motherfuckers pass on it, let me be the 5th person you send it to. You know what I mean? And if somebody who's 8, 9, and 10 does something better to it, let them rock. But just let me get, you know what I mean? Give me an opportunity, bro. I know, you know what I mean?
But it's just, I don't be like to send people anything. And like, I just have a habit of making anything like anything at any moment. Like sometimes I'm trying to like get to a point where I sit down and I'm like fully like, yeah, I'm in my soul bag or whatever, but you know, I just be putting stuff together sometimes, and that was like that. The way the beat just came together, I just a lot of the beats be like that. And
I get it,
but basically, yeah, I don't know if you was gonna mess with it anyways.
check this out, bro. I know I took up more time than you had allotted for today, and I get it. You know what I mean? But whenever you got some free time, hit me, and we'll just tap in. I want to share some of the shit I've been working on with you. I want to share it with you. And then, you know, I told you I've been kind of dabbling in the beat production portion as well. I want to show you some shit I did there. Get your insight,
okay.
You know, take your tips and tricks and, you know, cheat codes as well. And before we get to any of that, you know what I mean? Like, we'll talk off mic, bro. I got a lot of shit I want to talk to you about, but let's get into this right now. This is Almighty Eli and Quincy, man. Q, what is the name of this joint, bro?
What's the name?
Yeah.
So far, yeah, it's called Time Bomb. I named the beat that. So, I mean, that's the name of it so far.
Well, let's go, man.
He might have named it something different. I don't know, but we're just going to call it Time Bomb right now.
As of now, right? Everlasting work, ever-evolving work. Let's get straight into it, man.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm about to edit that. Shit did not start when it was supposed to start. I guess I lost the Bluetooth assist. Hold on.
Unprofessional.
Oh, I didn't turn down on. You know, we're going to leave that in. Here we go, man. Time Bomb. Almighty Eli, Quincy, man. Infinity Posse. This episode, bro, this is infinite as fuck. Let's just go. I need names, bro. I need names. I need emails. I'm damn near need addresses, bro. Like, don't make me hop on a Southwest getaway flight to go see who the fuck is passing on that shit.
Hey, man. I don't know, man. Sometimes you just throw stuff in the Discord and it just don't get looked at or something. Hey, I don't know.
That's on me because
sometimes it happens.
Bro, I went to y'all Discord today when I first like logged into the shit trying to test the sound earlier, and I seen that y'all got a whole spot for opens, for beats, for all this shit, right? And I'm like, man, that's where I've been fucking up at. Is I ain't even going over here and tapping in and seeing what's up, right? Like, I get it. Not everybody over there know who the fuck I am. Not everybody owe me a goddamn thing, even y'all. But I promise y'all, I'm over here working on some shit right now, man. I've been doing this thing on Patreon behind my paywall where I did this, the Like That beat, right? The Metro and the Kendrick and all that shit. I did my version of it, really like that little, like, 2-minute, just straight bars, no chorus, none of that. That shit,
yeah, I like that.
You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Yeah. On top of that, like, that was just the give out, right? But that went straight to the Patreon first. But this week, every day of the business days of the week, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday drop hasn't happened yet. I was working on it before we did this. I'm going to edit it a little bit, then drop that. But every day this week, I've been dropping another track behind the paywall, straight to the Patreon. So, like, I've been active, man, and today might have to be the track that I did off your beat. I gotta clean it up and do a little bit more to it, add some sauce. But straight up, man, that track was fucking amazing, bro.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm gonna let him know too. Man, I think I'm gonna just have him listen to the podcast instead. Hey, like, you gotta
have him listen, bro, and let everybody know, man. Like, this is an open door, an open invitation to everybody who's a part of the squad. You know what I mean? Like, if anybody got something that they're working on, if anybody got it don't even have to be like, yo, hop on the show if that's not your thing. If you just got something that you want to be showcased or highlighted, like, send it this way. Let me know how you want it presented, and we're going to make it happen, man, because y'all are talented as fuck out there. And, man, just kudos to y'all. Q, before we cut this thing off, I just want to say again, bro, like, don't even take, if you got a rear view mirror on whatever vehicle you in, bro, take that shit off and throw it out the window, bro. Like, no looking back. Continue moving forward with this drive and this energy that you got right now. And I'll catch up. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say, bro.
Strike it. Hey, for sure. Appreciate that.
I appreciate you. I appreciate all of y'all. I appreciate the entire posse. I appreciate everybody who's even tapped in, fed me any energy, followed the page, you know, hopped on the Patreon, whatever it may be. Like, y'all have no idea, man. I could go on for years talking about it, but I'd rather just put that shit into action. So, like I said, unprofessional as fuck is not only my pod, it's y'all pod, it's everybody who listens pod. So, whoever wants to tap in and utilize the tools that we have at hand, man, let me know. Quincy, bro, yo, I appreciate you as always. Tell the whole fam I said what's up.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Let the folks know what I've been saying, you know what I mean? Tell Almighty Eli that he's doing his motherfucking thing, bro. I was 100% vibing with that shit. And I can't wait to hear what y'all got, you know, in the future, bro.
Sure. I can't wait to share.
No.
When it's time.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to 100%. We're going to rock this on the outro as well.
Okay.
You know, enough said. We can't even really reiterate what needs to be said any better than we already did. I'm going to let this shit rock just how it was. I'm professional as fuck. Infinity Posse, Q, you know, the whole fucking team. This is Infinite as Fuck. That's the title of this joint. You know what I mean? Cause that's just what it is. Till next time, Q, bro, I appreciate you. Please let all your loved ones know they did a great job, you know what I mean, in the maturation and just, you know, making you the person you are today. Let all the folks know that, you know, we still rocking. I can't wait to see what y'all got going on. Any last words for the pod, bro, before we cut it out?
Nah, I don't got no last words.
Well, let me
appreciate you.
Let me handle it, man. I got this. You know what I mean? Let me drive the rest of this motherfucking, let me drive this shit to the destination. As always, thank everybody for tuning in, for tapping in. Until next time, find what makes you happy and return the favor. We gonna holler at you later. Go on.
Yes, sir.